Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. So I have an amazing story for everyone today. So I want you to buckle up, sit down, you know, get a nice comfortable position. I got a story for you. And hopefully this hits home because it definitely hit home for me. And I apologize. Some of you may actually know the origins of the story. I don't know the names or the exact origins, but I'm going to kind of paraphrase it to make it, you know, to make it make sense. So just bear, if you heard it before, bear with me as I try and to re-explain the story. So I think it was back whenever the gold rush was in the U.S. where people are, you know, traveling west. I don't know the exact era, but call it the 1800s, right? And, you know, so not a lot of technology, not a lot of communication out there, just kind of, you know, wagons and such, no cars, no airplanes. But during the gold rush in the U.S., there was a bunch of people out there, you know, digging for gold, right? Everywhere you can find, this was what people were going to be doing. They're digging, digging, digging. They spent their lives doing this. Some found just an absurd amount of gold in certain areas, and, you know, it kept happening, right? The gold rush. So this one guy decided, okay, you know, I'm going to go out west. There's nothing for me here on the east side. I'm going to go out west, and I'm going to find gold. I'm going to become rich. I'm going to take care of my family, and this is going to happen. So he goes out there, buys this big, expensive piece of machinery at the time, and starts digging, finds this, you know, place that no one else is digging in, starts going, you know, and he was told that there's gold here. You know, there's gold here. You got to find it. So he's like, I'm excited. I'm going to do this. So he goes out there to this place that no one else is digging in, and he starts going at it with this giant piece of machinery that I think he spent, you know, again, at the time, thousands, but like that's a lot of money now, and probably spent all of his savings on it, whatever it might be, to achieve his dream of, you know, taking care of his family and all those different things out of poverty. So he's going day after day after day, you know, months go by and nothing. He, you know, he's deep in this mountain now. There's no gold. His piece of machinery actually breaks at some point. A few months into it, he's like, oh my gosh, like machine breaks. He can't afford to, he can afford to get a new one, okay, with the rest of the money he has left. So now he's been doing this for 6 months, has gotten no gold, just a bunch of dirt, but digging, 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 digging. His machine breaks 6 months in. He has enough money to buy one more machine, okay, but that's it. That's all he's got. Or he can basically sell his spot, use the rest of his money, and go back home to his family, and then where he can then obviously provide with whatever he has left and get a job and provide for his family. So what do you think he did? Well, he decided that, you know what? It's too risky. I can't go any farther with this. I don't have the money to keep purchasing machine parts and things like that. This is an expensive endeavor. I've been away for very long. It's time to, you know, I gave it a try. Time to go back home. Which, by the way, like that seems pretty reasonable, right? Like you spent 6 months away, or however long it was away, and just didn't see it. Machine broke. I think he put some money into it as he was doing it. So he bought the machine originally, put some money into it here and there, and he's like, you know what, this is it. So another guy happened upon this. He's like, hey, like, what are you doing? He's like, well, I'm packing things up. There's no gold here, and I'm going back home to my family. He's like, well, I'll buy whatever is left on this area from you, so I can, you know, come here. So, you know, buys the machine, fixes it up a little bit, and, you know, starts drilling. So the one guy goes home to his family and presumably to work, you know, to make a living and obviously raise his kids, which is very honorable and all that stuff. The second guy who came across him and said, oh, I'll do this, and buys the machine, puts money in the machine, starts drilling. Not more than a handful of days later, the guy stumbles upon a mountain of gold. A mountain of gold. So the other guy basically stopped drilling like 20 feet before he was going to hit the gold. And it changed the course of history, right? This one guy who didn't do any of the work to get there finds the gold. Okay, so the message here is that you may not see results right away. You may work your ass off for months at a time without seeing the results that you want necessarily, okay? But the idea here is that if you keep pushing forward and you don't quit, regardless of how good the reason might be, and you don't quit on yourself, you don't quit on the goal, and you don't quit on your dreams. Because when this guy first started, he was excited. He was like, guaranteed there's gold here. And what happened? Every day, there's just no gold, and there's no gold, and there's no gold. And then eventually, he just gets discouraged. He gives up on his dream and goes home. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing to do necessarily, because obviously, you got to take care of your family and do what's right. But, you know, he was so close to getting the results that he wanted. He was so close, 20 feet or so, as the story goes, to getting the gold, okay? And now he gave up and he made all this progress and some guy kind of swooped in and did it himself. Now think about this, you know, it could be a sales call, it could be your work, it could be anything that you did, right, where you give up, where you're almost at the finish line or you're almost about to see the results of your effort. Talk to any entrepreneur out there. And if you were to kept, and if you were to stop, if you were to kept going, you would have seen success. So there's actually John Krasinski says, talks about this story as well, where he said, I'm going to give myself 3 years, become an actor and in Hollywood, blah, blah, blah. Basically, after 2.5 years, almost 3 years, he's had zero success. He's about to come back home. And then what do you know? Friends calls him and says they want him to be on the show, or they have him to audition for the show. And then everyone knows Friends. Was that no, The Office, not Friends. Sorry. John Krasinski's The Office, not Friends. I apologize. I know some of you are like, oh my God, Scott, that's wrong. The Office calls him and they have him audition and the rest is history, right? But for 2.5 to almost 3 years, nothing happened with him. Didn't see any results, but he kept working on his craft, kept working, kept doing auditions, kept doing other things. And eventually it paid off. So the story here is, don't give up, right? Like, don't give up. No matter how, if you're not seeing the results you want to see, you can change your methodology. You can change what you're doing. You can, you know, maybe hire a coach. You can, you know, ask someone, look on YouTube, learn more knowledge, but don't give up on it. So if you have a goal that you're not seeing results on, if you want to lose 20 pounds, if you want to gain muscle, if you want to get that promotion, if you want, whatever it might be, the only way you don't get it is if you give up. Okay. And you just, and you've seen that if you give up, that you're gonna, you don't know when the next thing's gonna happen. You don't know when the next opportunity is gonna present itself, because that it only takes one little thing to change the course of history in your life. It takes one little thing to change the course of history, and you don't want to stop one step short because you got discouraged, because it wasn't working the way you thought it was going to. Because what if this guy, what, you know, what if it was like, hey, if you have to go 7 months of drilling and you get it, right? Well, it's only been 6 months. Okay, we'll go one more month. So it's obviously there's no defined timeline on when you're going to achieve success in what you're looking to do. But the only way you're not going to achieve it is if you stop pushing. And if you stop pushing forward, you will not achieve it. Okay, so the moral of the story here is keep pushing forward, no matter how dark it might seem, no matter how many times you have to push yourself or get out of bed at 5 a.m. when it's freezing cold outside and you're not seeing the results. And again, if you're not losing weight after 3 months, then obviously you need to adapt what you're doing. I'm not saying keep along the same line, but you have to keep pushing forward. What's going to happen eventually is you're going to become a better person. You're going to become a better version of yourself. And you're going to see those results, okay? In some way, shape, or form, it's going to manifest if you just keep pushing forward, all right? So that being said, if you're someone who needs help pushing forward, building a routine, getting from point A to point B, who struggles getting off that couch, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com, myprogresscall.com. Let's have a conversation. Let's just see where you're at right now and see how we can get you from point A to point B and get you off that couch, get you making progress, and keep you on the right track. All right. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.